What are the side effects and toxicities seen with lapatinib, and how does that compare to Herceptin?
They're pretty different. So lapatinib is pretty well tolerated. You see in the phase 3 study with capecitabine, there was a little more diarrhea. So it has more of the kind of side effects that we traditionally associate with the HER1 inhibitors, like Erisa or gefitinib or erlotinib. So many of those drugs tend to give people a rash and GI symptoms. Lapatinib, its side effect profile is more akin to those than it is to trastuzumab, where, you know, it's an infusional therapy, and many patients, the first time they got it, had infusion reactions. And then there's a cardiotoxicity question with trastuzumab, where pretty clearly trastuzumab is a cardiotoxic drug. It is probably mostly cardiotoxic in people who already have some damage to the heart from another thing like anthracyclines. But even by itself, there's certainly reason for concern. What hasn't been answered is whether that is a reversible or irreversible thing, but it certainly exists. Lapatinib, so far, the evidence is that it's a pretty safe drug from the standpoint of the heart, with a very big caveat here, and that is that most of the patients who have been assessed for this cardiotoxicity, most have already had previous therapies, many of which were toxic to the heart. So, for example, in that phase 3 study, those patients had received anthracyclines and they'd received trastuzumab. So they'd already been through what you might call a sort of cardiotoxicity stress test. So it's a selected population in that sense. So I think right now we don't seem to see a lot of trouble with the heart, but that's an open-ended question still, I'd say.